The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A lot of campaign activity this weekend. President Biden in South Carolina lending support to a bipartisan immigration reform proposal expected to be released this week.
Give me as president. The emergency authorities shut down the border until it could get back under control. If that bill were the law today, I'd shut down the border right now and fix it quickly.
Meanwhile, Republican Nikki Haley also in South Carolina and former President Trump in Nevada. Amid accusations from Israel that members of a UN relief agency in Gaza were involved in Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel, the UN Secretary General still encouraging countries to continue funding the main agency providing aid in Gaza. Alaska Airlines says its Boeing 737 MAX 9s are back in service after undergoing inspections. The planes were grounded earlier this month after a portion of a plane blew off mid-flight. Iran says it successfully launched 3 satellites into space. This is ABC News. The world's largest cruise ship setting sail from the port of Miami on Saturday, the Royal Caribbean's Icon of the Seas, setting off on its maiden voyage in what's seen as a sign of a rebounding cruise ship industry.
Royal Caribbean isn't the only cruise line looking to make waves. The voyages themselves are getting longer. Villa V Residence is offering a 3.5-year-long cruise, and Princess has a 3-month cruise that set sail this month. The hype comes as cruising makes a comeback, with global cruising expected to grow nearly 20% through the year 2028.
ABC's Morgan Norwood. A year after the bird flu led to record egg prices and widespread shortages, the highly contagious virus wreaking havoc on California poultry farms. Experts say the latest outbreak is being fueled by ducks, geese, and other migratory birds that spend the winter in California. California farms, which previously escaped an earlier wave of outbreaks that devastated the Midwest, now under strict quarantine to curb the outbreak. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
The immigration challenge in this country, as Jorge Ramos, the great author, likes to say, you can build as many and high walls and deep walls as you possibly want. But until you start addressing the problem within countries, people will keep coming. For all of our faults, people still look at America as that shining city on a hill and want to come here, and I believe that makes us stronger.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh, oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes, on the Devil's Radio.
Sync Radio, Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Time now for Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Sell or buy your next home? Visit move to Madison.com. Also, Carbon 4 Brewing Company, located on the Madison's east side, making high-quality beers, the best ingredients, using the best ingredients they can find. Visit the Tap Room. Try exclusive creations made by their brewers, plus sampling of local snacks and live music. Carbon4.com is the website. Rocker, I see your special guest. She is just the cutest and all bundled up because you're just in Hawaii, right?
Right? Yeah.
No? Yeah, Rob.
Yeah.
Well, Miss Megan Owens is an award-winning Americana roots singer-songwriter who also performs traditional Irish and Hawaiian songs in their native tongues. She is a Wisconsin farmer and herbalist. Miss Owens is an avid protector of the land, earth, and water, using songs to keep people connected on a positive level to local foods and music. Miss Megan Owens, welcome to Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
I'm so happy to be here, Rocker. Double happy.
Oh, thank you. That now you drove through some major fog. You said you were like hypnotized.
Yeah, last night after I played Bull Falls Brewery last night, it was crazy driving down to my. It took me like extra 45 minutes. I had to drive slow. Then I just followed the trucker.
Yeah, looking for a lighthouse and that foghorn.
Man, I needed one last night. Yeah, for sure. Even tonight. Yeah, people need to be careful out there.
You never know in Wisconsin. There could be like smoke from Canada.
Right?
There could be like 18 inches of snow. There could be like massive amounts of fog in the middle of January.
Yes.
Oh, it's crazy. Well, Miss Megan Owens, let's start at the beginning to really find out who you are. You're from Stoughton, Wisconsin, woo-hoo, and you were raised in an Irish-American music family. Tell us about growing up. Is that like growing up like in the Sound of Music or something?
With a lot of whiskey.
Yeah, with a lot of whiskey. The Sound of Music meets whiskey.
It's like her album here, No Whiskey. It's like the first first song.
Right? My grandfather was an Irish singer, and you know he used to open up the St. Paddy's Day Parade singing Danny Boy. Like, he was a very well-known in his day. I mean, he died when he was 101.
Wow.
And that was back, like, 2019, right? So
wow.
I was really blessed to grow up with him, and he took me back to the old country. And yeah, like, his brothers were in the house band and barn dance in Chicago, like that old Grand Ole Opry show.
Wow.
Yeah, and then they were Champion Phillips was one of my relatives. He was a County Mayo champion fiddle player, and it's just everybody sang and played music. And my brothers were rock and roll indie rockers. They started some cool bands, and then my dad was into rock and roll, and so it got American. It got rock and roll, except for me.
Are you the youngest then?
No, I'm just the smallest.
So tell us how you got involved in music. Did you start playing guitar, or was it, you know, did your brothers have a guitar? Were you trying to join their band? How did you get into music?
We did have like a whole family band episode that I made everyone do because I wanted to have a family band. But we always kind of were. But like, we would do Owens Family Christmas for some years over in Lineman's in Milwaukee.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
We did that because Jim Lineman is so great.
Oh, and, that's fabulous.
So sometimes we would do that, and they would like do what I wanted to do. Other times I would sing backup like for my brother. My brother started a band for a while. He was in it called Yesayer. They were kind of like a big indie rock band for a while.
Yes, I've heard of them.
Yeah. That was like, he was on the first record and wrote a lot of those songs with those guys. And so, you know, sometimes I get to sing in their cool hipster indie rock bands. And then other times I'd drag them and be like, come on, we're going to do like a cool family Christmas, like with country songs. And they were like, what the hell is wrong?
Did you make them dress in the right attire for it?
I would have if I could have.
Oh my gosh. Well, how old were you when you knew music would become really like a permanent part of your life?
I don't know. I think I just always had music in my life. I was terribly shy. I had horrible stage fright. And so I really, you know, wasn't till I was maybe in like 20, 21 that I could even get on a stage, because I would have to be like drunk to like, but I overcame that pretty quick. Because I realized, like, I was like, dude, like, it's a long road from here. After there's
that's
that
a lot
much,
of whiskey, man.
There's that much whiskey exactly lined up. You're like, okay, I got two choices here. I either quit playing music or I quit drinking. No, I'm just kidding. I did not. No, I didn't.
You didn't quit either, right?
No, I didn't. I just managed it. So, yeah, no, but it's been really good. Yeah.
So how did you overcome the stage fright? What was the
key? I took voice lessons with, you know, and that really
we'll
helped.
Get to that.
Yeah. So, and then also just... I went on a vision quest with a woman, a Native American woman, and I did a lot of like deep spiritual work, to be honest. Yeah. Yeah. You know, stage fright's an interesting thing.
Is that like
in
a dark cave somewhere or something? Or?
No, way out in the field.
Yeah.
Right. In the broad open air.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Now, do you play other instruments? I see you have your acoustic guitar tonight, but...
I play ukulele a little bit, and I play... I don't know. You know, I dabbled in accordion for a second, and then I realized it's too big for me.
Yeah.
Unless I have a child size. And then I played a tenor banjo a little bit. I have a song I recorded in that.
Yeah.
But I, you know, I mostly play guitar. Okay. I play piano a little bit, but I play guitar on stage. Yeah.
Now, you were largely self-taught until studying voice under Eudora Shepherd at Beloit College. Tell us about Eudora and what that meant to your craft.
Man, she was like a real diva from the olden days. So she was in her 80s when she was my teacher.
Wow.
And she was freaking awesome. And she just made me feel like I was actually a singer and like how to not be afraid. And she believed in me so much. Like she wanted me to be an opera, but that was not my intention. But it was cool because I learned how to sing in other languages, which is what I love that.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she wanted you going to opera?
Well, she kind of would, yeah. Sometimes, you know, yeah. Because that was what she taught. So, you know, I just applied those breathing techniques and the things I learned and how to take care of your voice. And when you have like an old school opera teacher kind of beating you up, because they kind of slap you around. And it's not like it is now. This is like, I went to Catholic school too. So this is like, they're just going to slap you around in a nice way, you know?
So you know what I mean.
Exactly. And I was like tough enough to handle it. But she, you know, lovingly slapped me around. And then, you know, you're like, okay, if I can handle this, like, I'm sure I can handle like going to the open mic.
Wow. I'm still trying to imagine you as an opera singer.
Nah,
you know,
don't.
Your hair all twisted up and stuff. And
I mean, I would wear the outfit for sure.
Yeah. Well, let's get to some live music here in the lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song that you have for us tonight, it's called Down Here in the Grit.
Mm-hmm.
It's unreleased. And tell us what it's like to be down in the grit.
Well, this is my shout out to all my farmer friends who are in the Midwest Grit program. And that's just like what we're trying to do is reconnect the broken grain supply chain. So everybody's growing grains and all kinds of grains in a regenerative organic way. And then we're trying to reconnect to the breweries and the local like distillery, like Rocker Vodka.
Yeah.
And there's one that's they reconnected a distribution chain between an artisanal bakery in Chicago and the farmers out in the rural areas. So we're just trying to like make it more sustainable. And so that's I'm putting it out to them. But I also wrote this song when I was touring all the time and I was exhausted. And I thought to myself the other day, I was like, well, there's a huge connection between migrant workers and musicians and farmers because we are the resource. Like, it takes everything out of us to do this. You know what I mean?
Right.
And there's, like, a lot of times not a lot of compensation, but it, you know, sometimes there's great benefits.
Mm-hmm.
But so I just, this is for all those people. Yeah.
Nice.
And I'm going to sing in Irish a little bit, too.
Oh, nice.
There's an Irish blessing in there. You'll hear it. May the people live. That's what I'm saying.
Wow. Well, let's hear it. Down in the Grit.
Cool.
This is Miss Megan Owens. We are live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Some people like to live in those high-rise apartments. Way up there, their hearts are soaring with the birds. And other people like to live way out in the suburbs with a big backyard and a little patch of dirt. Me, I ain't down as in the blues as in a ditch. Me, I'm just down here in the grit. So come on down with me down here in the grit. Some people like to till the land with their industrious hands. If it weren't for them, we'd all be slaves unto the man. And I'd like to thank a farmer knows a seed and its worth. You allow our children to inherit the earth. And me, I ain't down as in the blues as in a ditch. Me, I'm just down here in the grit. So come on down with me down here in the grit. Thank you. stories as I travel on my way. Some make my heart heavy and I don't know what to say. And other times beauty makes me thank the living day. Grateful for a spirit that keeps this wild heart safe. Me, I ain't down as in the blues as in the ditch. Me, I'm just down, down here in the grit. So come on down with me down here in the grit. Road and I don't mind when it's hard. Traveling has a code, it's a strange and subtle art. And I wouldn't be nothing if it weren't for my friends and all the hands of strangers who helped me start again. Me, I ain't down as in the pools, as in the ditch. Me, I'm just down, down here in the grit. So come on. The shelter of each other's love, our sky ahela, a what in the day now. Me, I ain't down as in the blues as in the ditch. Me, I'm just down, down here in the grit. So come on down with me down here in the grit. Yeah, come on down with me down here in the grit. Yeah, come on down with me down here in the grit.
Live in the lair with Miss Megan Owens, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Sell or buy your home. Move to Madison.com. See him smiling every time you say it, too.
Wow, that was incredible. What a great first song.
Thank you. Glad you liked it. Oh, I'm glad
Megan,
you liked it.
Megan, you grew up.
Sorry.
There's so many microphones to talk into. It's okay. I feel the same way. I do. I feel the same way every time.
Megan, you grew up in a musical family. You studied with Eudora and you set out to tour and perform.
Uh-huh.
Tell us about this era of your career, touring and performing.
Well, I lived in Nashville at that time. And so, like, there's a saying, 100 miles from Nashville is 100 bucks.
Yeah.
It is true. You know, I went down to the Floribama a lot, that whole area between Pensacola and Mobile, and I played all those clubs to all the tourists, mostly to people from Michigan and Wisconsin.
Yeah, you traveled south to play to them, right?
Yeah, it was hilarious. And then, but lots of southern places too. And then I would come up here and play Door County all summer and different parts of Wisconsin and the Midwest. And I had a booking agent for a while, and that was cool, so she would send me all around, and I was really active with Guitars for Vets at the time. So sometimes they'd send me to like Utah or different places, and I'd play shows to raise money for them. And so I was just all over the place. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I'd sometimes go to California or whatever, wherever they pay me.
And you so you mentioned Door County. Were you playing up writing songs at the Sturgeon?
Yeah, Steel Bridge.
For
many years. Yeah, that's actually where this next song I'm going to sing. That's where I met the Benali family, and they're from the Navajo Nation, and they live in Flagstaff, Arizona. So that's where I met them, was at Steel Bridge, actually, because, you know, they bring together so many great writers.
Is that where you met Dano as well?
That's where I met Dan Stoffels, yes.
So, you know,
he helped me produce my last record, this one. A Bounty on My Heart, this record.
Yes.
Yeah, that was fun.
Because that's where I saw you. Dan Stoffels was involved in booking a block party that was actually only a block away from my house.
Right.
And you played there. That was the first time I ever saw you play.
I remember that block party. Whoa. Wow.
All those
years
ago, huh?
You never know where you're going to meet, like, end up in a fancy studio like this from a block
party. It's a small world. Well, what was the most interesting experience on those journeys while you were, you know, living in Nashville and touring and in the South? Is there anything that really stands out?
Oh, just that I can't remember the order that anything ever happened in and where I met anybody. Because people are like, why can't you remember anything? I'm like, I can't remember. Because it's just like everything's together, you know? I guess just that people are awesome everywhere and people are not awesome everywhere. And so, like, you have to stay with the awesome people. You have to find those awesome people and, like, join forces.
No, that's a great statement, though. There are unawesome people everywhere. And awesome ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have to really, like, hone your intuitive skills.
Sage advice from Miss Megan Owens. Tell us about being awarded a scholarship to the University of Hawaii to study Hawaiian music performance and what it was like to completely change gears and go to island life.
Yeah. Yeah. I was making a record in Nashville at the time that never came out because of a lot of unawesome things we're not going to talk about right now. And so maybe someday that will happen. And I played a show in San Francisco, and then I went to visit my auntie to run away, to take like a break from that project because it was getting really toxic. And I ended up like telling God, like, or you know, the higher power, like, I'm done, man. I can't run down the road anymore. I'm so tired. I can't. And then I woke up in the morning and I went to the grocery store and I met Willie Nelson's wife. And then she says to me, and I didn't know who she was, you know, she was just a really nice lady in the store. And we were both gluten free. And then she's like, well, you just got to keep going. That's just how it is. I'm like, man, I'm so burnt out. And she's like, you got to keep going. And then she invited me to a party. And turns out I got to play on a whaleboat with like Lucas Nelson and like it's Marty Dredd. And I ended up, like, I felt like that was a spiritual answer that I had been searching for. Like, should I be done? Because I'm kind of done. And then it was like, no, you can't. I went to the grocery store and then it was like the universe was like, no, you have to keep going.
It's like your fairy godmother.
Yeah. Her name's Annie D'Angelo. Yeah. Yeah. She was.
That's awesome.
She doesn't know that she answered my like, I'm quitting prayer. But, you know, then I stayed. I went back. And because once I had that opportunity, I played with all these musicians. And then I went back to live with my auntie. And then I just played 5 nights a week in all the clubs to tourists mostly. But I started learning about Hawaiian music. And I worked in the music store there. I taught music too at Bounty Music. And this man came in and he was local and he's like, you should be in this program. And I was like, no, I'm like a Haole girl. I don't think they'll accept me. But they did. And I was so blessed. And then I got to learn the Hawaiian language, you know, from Kayla Donahue. And he's like one of the leading like ethnomusicologists of Polynesian music. And I met Uncle George Kahumoku, who is, you know, the amazing slack key 5-time Grammy winner. Mm. He funded that to bring back the Hawaiian language and not let the language die. And my grandfather was a native Irish speaker. So, like, I have it very close to my heart to not let these small nations' languages die.
Wow.
You know? So, and that's what I talked about a lot. You know, that was, I saw the, my heart connected there. Yeah.
So how big of a change was it from being a Midwest girl to going out into an island?
I mean, I can't be outside without a lug, like with a sun shelter. I have to wear, you know, because like I'm so white that like I just burn with 50 on, you know. So, you know, I had to be always under a tree or under, you know, and then I also had to learn about 150 songs that my friends knew that were from the islands that were, especially if they were Native Hawaiian, like they knew these songs. And so, but some of them, you know, not all of them, but there was a big bunch of songs in our repertoire. You know, we would all help each other and support each other.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Miss Megan Owens, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called 1,000 Songs to Save a Seed. I'm not even sure they've gotten to 1,000 songs to save the bridge in Sturgeon Bay.
No, there's definitely a
Tell us about this song before you play.
So I wrote this song with the Benali family, and they are a lovely band called Sea Hassan, and Berta and Clayson and Janita, and we were very passionate. When I lived in Maui, I was part of the non-GMO movement for Maui. And we were just trying to advocate being able to have seed sovereignty, which would mean that you would be able to not, you know, have heirloom seeds, have sacred seeds for a lot of indigenous peoples. You know, like the Hawaiians have the taro, and the Navajo have the corn, and the Ojibwe have the manomen, which is the wild rice. So we were just talking about, you know, not wanting a corporation to patent something that is for all humans for all time. So that's kind of what the song was about. And if we had 1,000 songs, then we could save those seeds, you know, raise awareness for it. And they had just been with the Woody Guthrie Archives. They had been selected to like write music to some of Woody Guthrie's lyrics. And so they were like really in the folk mode. So we were like, we'll make a folk Woody Guthrie style kind of children's song.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. It was really cool. They're great co-writers.
All right. Well, let's hear it. We have Miss Megan Owens live in the lair. On Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
It's one seed, one song from our ancestors we carry on. One drought, one storm on sacred land we plant our corn. One hope, one heart, one little dream is how we start. One tree, many roots, spreads its limbs and yields its fruits. The world is waking up, plant what you believe. We got to keep this up, we need 1,000 songs to say. The seed. Two hands plant the rose, sun shines down, our future grows. Two little bees on the breeze, a pair of birds spread the seeds. Two ears hear your song, your eyes can see right from wrong. Don't be shy now, sing along. Seed inside a song. The world is waking up. Plant what you believe. We got to keep this up. We need 1,000 songs to save the seed.
Live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Well, Megan, we're going to go to break in just a second here, but I would like to actually get right into another song.
Okay.
Now, the next song that you have, it's called Bridge Jumping. Tell us about jumping off bridges.
Well, didn't you ever do that when you were little?
No.
No.
Oh. Well, maybe a little bridge, but not.
Oh. Well, I don't know. I grew up like in the country, and so people jump off bridges sometimes, but you have to for fun. But you
I don't know.
For fun. You got to put that qualifier
in
there.
Yeah, yeah.
This is for fun.
When you're young. But, fun, right. young.
But yes. you have to, like, go down there and make sure it's safe, okay? So I'm qualifying this. It needs to be safe. Because you never know. I was there. I mean, there could be a shopping cart or all kinds of weird stuff down there.
Yeah.
So this was, like, a song where I was feeling free after that horrible 2 years where, like, we lost all our gigs and the whole pandemic era. Mm. And I started playing at Stony Acres Farm, which is a really freaking cool music venue up in Athens, Wisconsin. And after the show, all the people that work there, so this is my shout out to everybody on the Stony Acres Farm staff. They make wood fire pizzas with veggies that they grow there and pigs that they grow there. And they have a brewery where they grow the grain. It's pretty freaking cool. So I'll play there all summer, once a month. And this song I wrote about all the people that were there when we decided to jump off the bridge that night for fun into the river, you know, because it was so hot that day.
Yeah,
it was so hot. They're only open May to November, so yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay.
We're back with Miss Megan Owens live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
I just got to get myself in the right key.
River bridge, jump in the middle of the night. We were wild and free under the glowing new moonlight. We were keeping promise to the freedom in our souls. We were resetting all that programming of old. We were many, we were one, we were scared of our own fun. We were facing down our fears that had built up all these years. We were screaming in the night to let go of all that fright, just to trust a leap of faith for our lives to now create something new, something free, something full. Let it be. We were hoping, we were joking, we were at the river smoking. We were wild and free under the glowing. We were keeping promise to the freedom in our souls. We were resetting on that programming. Let the
This is Max Inc. Radio. More from Live in the Lair with Miss Megan Owens right after this.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Today's random thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. Do you ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all First Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Live in the Lair, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Sell or buy your next home at movetomadison.com. Also, Honeybee Canvas. Yeah, Wisconsin grown. Yeah. From seed to shelf, it's all in Wisconsin. THC-infused drinks, real organic fruit juice, gluten-free, no sweeteners. Honeybee Cannabis Company. Find them on Facebook and on Jennifer Street Market. Rocker, how are you doing on there? Yeah,
I'm doing good after having a couple of those THC-infused drinks. Those are really good, but I tell you, they're really popular here, Rob. The strawberry lime, and then there's a ginger lemon, I think. Or no, ginger lime, maybe.
Yeah, delicious. Delicious.
They're good. I can't even remember. I've had too many.
I can't say cannabis for some reason. I don't know. We'll talk about that later. Live in the Lair, Miss Megan, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
You're doing all right?
I like this, your digs. Yeah. It's really nice down here on State Street.
Thanks.
Now, Megan, you brought along a guy named George. Mm-hmm. Who is George?
Hi, George.
George is playing guitar.
Hello, what's going on?
We'll get you a microphone here.
No, it's on.
George comes from a clan of people I love, the Hermes. They're just an awesome family. Yep.
George, let's get a little of your backstory. How did you get into music, and what is your musical journey?
Well, I just got into music a little while ago. And what kind of brought me in was YouTube and COVID. So
I see. Well, that was really interesting. Have you been with any bands?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Have you been with any bands?
I have not been with any bands. Megan was nice enough. One of my uncles said, "Hey, my nephew plays the guitar," and she's good friends with my uncle. And she goes, "Have you ever played with anybody?" I go, "No." She goes, "You have now. Here we go."
She's wow.
Really cool. How old is
George? And just like that. How old are you, George?
I'm 22.
22. Yeah. Well, good. We're glad to have you in here tonight. Thank you for coming down with Megan.
Super exciting.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Miss Megan Owens, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Lloyd. And this is another unreleased song of yours. Who is Lloyd?
Lloyd McCormick. He was he used to tour with Johnny Cash, and he had a brother band with his brother, the McCormick Brothers, and they played on the Opry. And he was a man that I met one time when I went down to Tennessee to visit some friends. And I wasn't trying to play music or anything. I just went around with my guitar. And I was out in the country, and this man came up at Mama Wanda's house. I was at her house, my friend's mom. And I was in Westmoreland, Tennessee, and he comes up and he's like, "I heard there was a girl with a Martin guitar up here." And he was dressed up with like full, like powder blue 70s suit with like a white Stetson hat on. And I was like, "Who is this man?"
Wow.
You know? And then we became really good friends. I stayed there for a week and he showed me, you know, he told, you know, all the things that sounded crazy, like, cause he had met everybody. And he showed me videos of like Alison Krauss when she was a little girl, like playing with all them and playing with Johnny wow. Cash. And so he had rhinestones on his tractor. So he had driven up, to the house with a tractor with rhinestones on it.
Wow.
And I was kind of like looking at it like, "Is this man crazy, Wanda?" Like I asked her and she's like, "No, that's just Lloyd. Everybody knows.
That's just how he is.
Megan, you go down to Lloyd's house and you learn some stuff about music." And so that was, you know, that was a really great musical, cool connection. So I wrote a song about him because he always inspired me.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear it. This is Lloyd by Miss Megan Owens, live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
So everything about this song is true. Everything I say in it. It's not made up. Okay. Keep that in mind.
I will.
Lloyd had rhinestones on his tractor. And Mama was blind, used to sit by the back door. Had a white Stetson Roy Rogers wore. He was full of grand old Opry lore. He was a walking, talking country music dictionary. He was a preacher, prophet, hayseed shotgun, visionary. And he was a man of some eccentricity. And he bought Dolly Parton's old limousine. And he turned it into a work truck, can you believe? That mule driving man from Tennessee. Oh Lord, 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 you're just an old country boy. Oh Lord, 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 you're just an old country boy. You might be crazy, but you make me laugh. Oh, you seem more alive than I ever have. Lord, Lord. Just an old country boy. Coca-Cola bottle full of makers. Red Hand Boogie on their record player. Only played C.F. Martin guitars. Homie drove Cadillacs, all never cars. Walking, talking, country music dictionary. He was a preacher, prophet, hayseed shotgun, visionary. He was a man of some eccentricity. He bought Dolly Parton's old limousine.
driving man from Tennessee. Oh, Lord, 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 you're just an old country boy. Oh, Lord, 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 you're just an old country boy. You might be crazy, but you make me laugh. Oh, you seem more alive than I ever have. Lord, 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 you're just an old country boy. Oh, Lord, 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 you're just an old country boy.
Miss Megan Owens, live in the lair right here on Max Inc. Radio.
Wow, that was awesome. That sounds like, I mean, Lloyd sounds like an incredible
larger
person,
than
right?
Life. Larger, larger than life.
Like he bought her old limousine and turned it into a work truck.
Yeah, it was like an 80s limo, and he had ripped all the seats out, and he was like a mule skinner. So he talked a lot about breeding mules when he didn't talk about music. So I was like, can we talk about music again?
I was like, my God.
Lloyd, let's talk about music.
Oh, boy.
But yeah, no, he did. That was a true thing.
Wow.
I double checked with all the neighbors and his relatives. I was like,
fact
is that
check.
True? But it was, yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah. Megan, you have some upcoming shows. You played Bull Falls Brewery in Wausau last night, but you're back there again on February 9th. Tell us about the brewery. I've never been there.
It's pretty nice. It's a beautiful brick building. It's kind of like right downtown Wausau. They have a very like Oktoberfest kind of with and Irish too. It's like very Irish beers and Oktoberfest beers, more German. And then I think they even have like a beer garden thing that they do stuff in the summertime, you know, more with polka stuff. But they do have live music there, and it's a nice, really, really nice tasting room when you go in there with a bar. You would like it.
I bet you I would.
Yeah.
And you're at Lake 11 Brewery in Medford, Wisconsin for the Broomstack Beer Fest on April 13th. Are you on like a brewery tour?
Well, because I'm really into supporting local music and local farmers and local beer makers and winemakers and vodka makers, you know? And I just feel like that's my goal. Like, to be able for me to go back and be in music, I want, my goal is going to be like, spend your dollars in places like Stony Acres, spend your dollars in places like local breweries and distilleries, and especially places that support local farmers, you know, because that's how we're going to make this world better.
Miss Megan Owens, she is local.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and go see local musicians with the local music and food. You know, we should be proud of ourselves.
Well, speaking of local music and food, tell us about the Farm Fest dinner on August 15th. Like, what's on the menu?
How much
is it? And where do we get tickets?
Is it 15 or 17? Is it? Well, it's one of them. It's one of those days.
It's in August.
Yeah,
we got plenty of time to find out about it.
So they take, thank you. I'm not good with numbers. It's Cattail Farm and it's Red Door Farm, and they do an amazing thing where you buy a ticket. It's like $125. There's live music. I'll be playing at it. And I think they fed last year like 2,600 families with a CSA. And if you don't know what a CSA is, it's a community shared agriculture, community supported agriculture. And so you get a subscription of food from your local farmer, like a box every week.
Yep.
And this is for people who can't afford a CSA, which there's many of them for organic produce, and now they're going to double it to like 4,800 families.
So wow.
That could be, you know, I just feel really strongly about, you know, making food accessible to, and medicine. I'm an herbalist, you know, food and herbal medicines available to everyone, you know, because then we can be healthy and have fun.
That's right. That's such a great cause. I love it. And I love food, too, so it's perfect. They go together. Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Miss Megan Owens, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called George Jones, and it's from your album Bounty on My Heart. Tell us this song before you play it. It's not about this George. I'm taking it.
Doesn't George Hermes know? It's about George. Well, I don't know why I called it George Jones. I couldn't find any center of the song, you know, other than so it's for all the classic country lovers. So everybody who loves old country, and I love old country. There's not much difference between old Irish music and old country. I mean, there's a little bit of difference, but not much. And so I think that's just kind of like what I like. Mm-hmm. I'm not really a pop star. I'm not that into pop country. So it's okay. There's some good stuff. But I mean, I like the folky, acoustic, bluegrassy side of it, you know? So this is for all the lovers of classic country. And yeah, I got to meet a lot of people like Loretta and the old people, like Lloyd, you know, in the Wilburn family. They were my publisher for a little while, and they had Loretta's, you know, publishing. So I got to meet her, and I love that vibe of the Ryman Auditorium down there.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear it. George Jones, this is Miss Megan Owens, live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Where I wanna go, back when the Opry ruled. Opry ruled the airwaves, and Patsy sang our favorite songs.
This is Max Inc. Radio, live in the lair with Miss Megan Owens.
Now, Megan, we only have just a few minutes, that's and we fine. Have just one more song, but quickly mm-hmm. tell people, I know you teach, I know that you have albums
yeah.
available.
Yeah.
How can we get a hold of you online?
MissMeganOwens.com, and you have MissMeganOwens.com. I'll get that microphone thing right now. MissMeganOwens.com, and you got to put the MEAGHAN because that's the Irish way to spell it. So
yep.
That's why I say it. So I'm on Facebook, and I'm on, you know, I got a page and a regular one, Miss Megan Owens and Megan Owens. And I know, MissMeganOwens@gmail.com.
Perfect.
Want to hire me? I'll come play your brewery.
Well, you have one more song for us here tonight,
yeah.
Live in the Lair, presented by Aaron Weber Group. It's called Coconut Moonshine. Just briefly tell us about it and get into it. We got like 3 minutes.
Okay. This is just going to be on, we can play it out. It's to shout out to all of my friends in Maui. It's about the North Shore, the little town of Putia. And just sending this out and sending love and aloha to everyone there who's still having a hard time since the fire. So aloha nui.
All right, let's Maui. Hear it. Miss Megan Owens, live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Sipping coconut moonshine, fruits of love hang on the vine. Plumeria fills the air in the Maui moonlight. When I first came to this island, I met you in Paia. Boy, your kisses took me away. Fools are made for love. What the ocean takes away will someday come back, riding a different wave, riding a different wave, riding a different wave. Sipping coconut moonshine, trying to keep myself from crying. And love is so expensive, but it don't cost a dime. In the deep blue mystery, where the sky meets the deep blue sea, I'm sorry you disappeared, but I'm happy you are free. Sipping coconut moonshine, trying to lose my sense of time.
You've been listening to Miss Megan Owens on Live in the Lair, right here on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Singing songs of love.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ+ veteran, your memories are important too.
Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.